Air New Zealand has announced plans to trial a digital vaccine passport on trans-Tasman flights throughout April. And the President of the European Union, Ursula von der Leyen, has announced also that the EU would put forward plans for what they're calling a green pass. Some critics argue that there are risks associated with categorising citizens as vaccinated or unvaccinated. So what are the ethical issues with a passport vaccine-style system, and is it a breach of your privacy? The Wire's Leon Giorgio has the story.
As countries across the globe begin vaccinating their populations against the coronavirus, the issuing of a digital vaccination certificate is starting to be talked about. In Israel, vaccinated citizens are given a green pass, which allows them exclusive access to gyms, hotels, the theatre, and concerts. China launched its vaccination certificate system this week, and the EU is planning to implement its digital green pass certificate later this month. Meanwhile, New Zealand's national airline is about to trial a trans-Tasman pass. Angus Murray is the co-vice president of the Queensland Council for Civil Liberties. He argues that what sounds like a good idea on the surface carries many risks.
It may not immediately be a breach of privacy or privacy issue, but it certainly sets a slope, a very steep slope, towards a form of national identity. And a vaccine passport that serves that purpose of a national identity steps outside of the context of a voluntary vaccination process and sets a fairly concerning precedent in the way that vaccination in Australia is addressed.
Across the globe, we are seeing countries talking of implementing a passport-style system which identifies whether a person has been vaccinated. What are the ethical and legal dangers of liberal democratic governments implementing a vaccine passport-style system around travel and day-to-day activities?
Making a vaccine passport effectively makes the vaccination no longer voluntary. If you're precluded access to places like supermarkets, public transport, schools, hospitals, or even public areas in public places, a blanket requirement that people are vaccinated and demonstrate their vaccination history could potentially breach the Disability Discrimination Act and equivalent provisions in each state and territory of Australia. It also concerningly creates a two-tiered society, those who've been vaccinated and those who haven't. And there's a risk that any form of immunity or vaccination passport could pave the way for some form of national or even in this circumstance, global identity system. And that idea has to be rejected by any society that protects basic rights and should be particularly concerning in Australia, where we don't have a fundamental rights enforcement framework at a federal level. That is, we don't have enforceable human rights in Australia that could safeguard abuse or potential misuse of the system.
So once a passport system is in place, how likely are we to roll it back?
Like everything that government does, it's seemingly very easy for legislation to be passed and systems to be put in place. It is incredibly difficult to repeal or walk backwards from systems once they're in place. And that's for two fundamental reasons, in my view. The first is the social norms are created by legislation and by government action. So if it becomes normal to be vaccinated for COVID-19, for example, legislation can pass relatively easily. If at some point in the future it becomes clear that either this vaccine or a future vaccine for a future ailment on the normative basis that vaccination quickly is the best course of action isn't the best course of action, it's very difficult to walk backwards from what we've already created in the infrastructure we've created at a legislative level. And that's a concern that I think Australians should feel in terms of too rapidly moving towards systems without pausing and thinking about future consequences.
That was Angus Murray, co-vice president of the Queensland Council for Civil Liberties. But New Zealand academic Professor Tim Dare feels confident that we will see an easing of government restrictions in a post-pandemic world.
I feel fairly optimistic about this. One thing that might happen, of course, is that populations will themselves feel happier with fewer rights, so more comfortable with more intrusive systems. But actually, all the evidence is that people are tiring of the intrusion. So lockdowns are harder and harder to enforce. So my guess is post-pandemic that we will see a return to the previous situation. I suspect people will demand it.
Professor Tim Dare from the University of Auckland, ending that report by The Wire's Leon Giorgio.